The United States has thrown its support behind moves to temporarily lift patent protections for coronavirus vaccines. Patent, I think. LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks is with me now with more. You say tomato, I say tomato,
Simon.
Well, I think
we should decide. Are we going with patent or patent? Because I was going to go with patent.
Okay, well, you're stateside, you decide.
No, I'm going your way. You're absolutely right, Ian. The big news of the day came last night. News that the Biden administration has come out in favour of a temporary waiver of intellectual property rights on COVID-19 vaccines. Now, however you say it, I know your eyes are glazed over, and that's before I use the phrase World Trade Organization. But trust me, this is a big deal. Several months ago, the governments of South Africa and India argued you cannot defeat a pandemic if a country like America has got all the vaccine that it needs, but South Africa, India, or Brazil haven't. So they secured the support of more than 100 other countries for a temporary waiver of the patent protections that drug companies would usually enjoy when they invented something amazing like a COVID-19 vaccine. And last night, under pressure from Democrats on Capitol Hill, Joe Biden went along with the idea. In India today, they're celebrating. Jayant Dasgupta is the former Indian envoy to the WTO, where all of this now has to be negotiated.
I do believe that this will go through because the US has agreed to the waiver. But subject to the negotiations, there would be immense pressure on the European Union and Britain and Japan and the other countries, which are also home to some of the large pharma companies, which are patent holders for vaccine. So I think they will also come around.
He spoke on CNBC's India affiliate. His expectations may be overblown. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said today she'll assess the idea, but still doesn't fancy it much. The British government last year called it an extreme measure to address an unproven problem. Indeed, the negotiations will be glacial, and even if they succeed, there is the issue of capacity. You can get the recipe for a COVID-19 vaccine, but if you haven't got the production plant or factory necessary, you can't exactly boil it up in your home kitchen cauldron. Not surprisingly, the pharmaceutical companies don't like this one little bit. The CEO of Pfizer said last night that it would leave the company less interested in the idea of developing a vaccine to deal with the next pandemic, which is quite a position to take at the end of a week in which his company reported $3.5 billion in first quarter revenues from its COVID-19 jab alone. Pascal Soriot, the CEO of AstraZeneca, made his antipathy to the idea clear several months ago.
I think IP is a fundamental part of our industry. And if you don't protect IP, then essentially there's no incentive for anybody to innovate.
You'd think there might be a bit of middle ground there somewhere, but who knows? Other headlines today, you'd better watch out. That's the message from Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Russia. He's been meeting the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and speaking to NBC News in Kiev afterwards.
Our commitment to Ukraine's independence, its territorial integrity, its sovereignty, we stand with them. President Biden wanted me to come here as soon as I could to send that strong message. There have been long-standing sanctions on Russia as a result of the actions it took, and I hope that we don't see any more.
That, of course, a reference to Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea. And finally today, Ian, if you're like me, and we know that you are, you just can't stop looking at the photograph released of the Bidens last week meeting the Carters, Jimmy and Rosalind, during a Biden stopover in Georgia. It is an extraordinary image in which Joe and Jill Biden seem to be about twice the size of the 96-year-old former president and his wife. I will stick it out on my Twitter feed. It is rather like a scene from Gulliver's Travels. It looks like the Bidens descended on Lilliput. Photographers now are explaining what happened. And this is the official photograph. It was put out by the Carter Center after the visit. Photographers say that a wide-angled lens used in a very narrow space may have created the inadvertent image, but it is becoming immediately iconic, Ian, at a a time when President Biden's supporters prematurely insist he is a towering presidential figure in America.
I always think features on photographs work so well on the radio, Simon.
I thought we were all about visualisation.
Oh, and by the way, how did you know I had a cauldron in my kitchen?
Well, exactly.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.